Today's Shir Meshabru Yomi is Siman Tafresh Ayin Dalad. We'll be doing the whole Siman. That's Sifim Aleph and Beis. This is Mr. Brewer Yomi for Thursday, December 25th. This is the fifth day of Hanukkah. Or really, fourth day of Hanukkah. And it will be the fifth night of Hanukkah. Fourth day of Hanukkah. Fifth night of Hanukkah. Let's move on. Madlika ner Hanukkah, miner Hanukkah. A person can go ahead and light from one, according to the Shulchan Aruch, one can go ahead and light from one ner Hanukkah to another ner Hanukkah. We will see that the Ramah will disagree. But according to the Shulchan Aruch, one is allowed to go ahead and light from one ner Hanukkah to another ner Hanukkah. The dafka lahadlik mizeh lezeh. And it's dafka allowed if you are lighting from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle, below emtsoi, without an intermediary chol candle, non-Hanukkah candle. In other words, let's say you just take a stam candle, or even your shamish, and you want to go ahead and light another Hanukkah candle, another one of the actual Hanukkah candles, you can't go to with a shamish or another regular candle and light from a Hanukkah candle to go ahead and light another Hanukkah candle. You can light from one Hanukkah candle directly to another Hanukkah candle, but not through an intermediary non-Hanukkah candle. Aval lahadlik zeh mizeh, mizeh lezeh, al yedei ner shel chol aser. But if you would go ahead and light one candle for another candle with an intermediary non-Hanukkah chol candle, that would be usher, that would not be permissible, it would be prohibited, according to the first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. However, the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'yesh matirim gam bazeh, there are those that permit even this, even using an intermediary candle, chol candle, non-Chanukah candle, to light another Chanukah candle, is also okay. Elim kein hu be'inyin she'yesh lacho she'yich be'aner shel chol. The only concern would be in a scenario where you have a chash, a concern that maybe the non-Chanukah candle, the chol candle, will blow out kodim sheyadlik ner acher until you light the other candle shel Chanukah. So we have two opinions here. Both opinions in the Shulchan Aruch allow one to light from one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle, meaning, let's say you have five candles, Chanukah candles, you could light from one Chanukah candle to the next Chanukah candle. Or if you have, and that would be whether or not it's one person lighting five candles or two different people in the house lighting one candle. You can light from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle. Okay? However, there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch whether one can light from one Hanukkah candle to another Hanukkah candle if you use an intermediary non-Hanukkah candle as a candle to help you light from one candle to the other candle without going directly from the Hanukkah candle to the next Hanukkah candle. That is a machlokas. The first opinion disallows it in the Shulchan Aruch, and then there's the Yesh Matir in the Shulchan Aruch that allows even that, unless there's a concern that it will blow out before the middle candle, the middle non-Hanukkah candle will blow out before the second Hanukkah candle has already been lit. Let's see what the Ramah has to say about this. The Ramah continues, V'nagu, the minig, however, is lahachmir, b'neros Chanukah, to be machmir in the neros of Chanukah, shelo ladlik afilu minir l'ner, to not light even from one candle to another candle directly, to ikar mitzvaso eino elaner echad, since this opinion holds that since the core mitzvah is only one candle, v'ashar eino la mitzvah kolkach, and the rest is not, okay, equivalent mitzvah, because it is there for the mahadrin min ha-mahadrin, chayin ein lahalik zeh mizeh, therefore you should not light one to the other. V'chol zeh eino rak ba'od shedolkin la mitzvazan, and this is only going to be a problem, according to the Ramah, if you're using the light of the Hanukkah candle during the prescribed time, like for example, the first, let's say, half hour after Tzitzikol Chavim. But after that, Aval Acha She'avar Zman HaMitzvah, but after the Zman HaMitzvah is over, Mutarim Bahana, right? According, if you remember, the Shulchan Aruch's position that we had already, allows the candle to be used after the prescribed amount of time that the candle was lighting, candle was lit, and therefore, since you could use it for other things, it's mutar b'hanah, so for sure you can go ahead and light another Chanukah candle with it. Kol shekein shemutar lahadlik ben kal v'chomer, you would be able to light another Chanukah candle if that Chanukah candle already lit for the required prescribed amount of time. We'll see what the Mishnah Brura has to say on all of this in 1 second. Okay, let's now continue. Sif katan. Let's continue with the Mishnah Brura. So sif katan alef. Ner Chanukah, ner Chanukah. You can light. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you can light from one Ner Chanukah to another Ner Chanukah directly. We're talking about it after the first night. Because there's going to be more than one candle. And you're lighting from one to the other. Inami, or the other case could be even Bilal Rishon. And there's two people in the house. Right? And you have like the Ramaz case that everyone lights. Or even if it's according to Shulchan Aruch, if you're doing Mahadran, not Mahadran, but a Mahadran, Shechol Achad Mavlik Bifnei Atzmo, and everyone's lighting one candle, Mutarin Lahadlik Zemizeh, one can light from the other one according to Shulchan Aruch, the Shteyer Neros Shal Mitzvah, because they're both Neros of Mitzvah. The Aftimav Wolakam Masiv Tafresh Ayin Heshetarach Anichat Chila Al Makoma, even though we know that it has to be in its place, in the beginning, when you light, the Achakach Lahadlika, and then light, with Kvar Kosev Ataz Lekamadal Zman Muat in Lakbel Zer. The Taz wrote that for Zman Muat, okay, you don't have to be Makvid, and you could even take it up and light another candle with it for a moment. Well, Das Shari Achron in the Sermon Dal Zman Muat Gamkin Yesh Lakbid, and according, okay, to the opinions that hold that you have to be Makvid even for a moment to have it in its place while you're lighting it. Okay, we're talking here where they were both initially in their place. Okay, you learn psilas arukos, but you have long wicks, and since you have long wicks, you can move one wick to the other wick and light the other candle. And then the wick can reach the nair that's before it. The ain sarach lasirim koymin, and you don't have to move it. So knows there could be a way of doing it. The point is, however you're going to do it. Okay, it is permissible according to Shulchan Aruch, but it is not permissible, as we're going to see coming up, according to the Ramah. Okay, there's a Yesh Machmirin that even from candle to candle of Chanukah, you should not do it. But lo imtzai, so according to Shulchan Aruch's first opinion, you could do it without any intermediary candle, non-Chanukah candle. De'ein b'zeh b'zui mitzvah, came under Shtei Anshel Mitzvah. Because according to the first opinion, you can go from one Chanukah candle directly to another Chanukah candle, because this is not a Bizui Mitzvah, it's not denigrating to the Mitzvah, because since they're both candles of Mitzvah, even if one of them is a Mahadran candle, one of them is the Iker Mitzvah candle, since they're both candles of Mitzvah, it is permissible. Im kava echad me'aneros, and if one of the candles went out, ein la'adlika me'acher mafilu b'loim tzoi, then you should not go ahead and light it from another candle, even without an intermediary. Why? Well, because, as we're going to see, kafsa ein zakakla, afilu kafsa besach shir zman, and even if it goes out during the actual zman, even if it goes out during the prescribed amount of time it has to light, ein badlaka zu mitzvah meikar adin, because once a candle was lit, even if it goes out, then relighting it is not required meikar adin. The Kaimalunk, as we hold, as we saw the other day, Kafsa Ein Zakakla. We saw this yesterday. Kafsa Ein Zakakla, that if a light goes out, even if it went out before the prescribed amount of time, you're not required to relight it, and therefore, you would not be able to use one Chanukah candle to light another Chanukah candle that blew out, because there's no mitzvah Meikar Adin to do that, and therefore you would not be able to, even according to this opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that allows you to light from candle to candle, would not allow you to light from candle to candle if one went out. Gimel. Okay? By the way, you know, it comes out that, you know, even according to Shulchan Aruch, it's important to have a shamash, because if it goes out, you wouldn't be able to use one Chanukah candle to light the other Chanukah candle, you'd need a shamash for that. Because once it goes out, again, you can't relight it with another Chanukah candle. Gimel. Al yidei ner shel chol aser. According to the first opinion, if you relight it, the if you not relight, if you light another Hanukkah candle using an intermediary candle from another Hanukkah candle, that is us. That is prohibited. Why? Because you're lighting up a whole candle in order to, even though it's in order to light up another mitzvah candle, you have used the Hanukkah candle to light a whole candle, a non-Hanukkah candle, a non-mitzvah candle, and there, that is prohibited according to this first opinion in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because even though it is being used for what? It is being used ultimately for a Ner Shel Mitzvah, since it's a Ner of Chol, it looks like you're being mevazeh the Ner of Mitzvah, and therefore it is prohibited. Shem madlik b'meno Ner Shel Chol, since you are being madlik from a Ner Chanukah, a non-Mitzvah Chanukah candle, okay, a non-Chanukah candle, that is a bizui to the Chanukah candle, even though you're doing it, okay, for the mitzvah, it looks like you're being mevazeh the ner of mitzvah of Chanukah. And a ner of a shamash is the equivalent of a ner of chol, a ner of a non-mitzvah candle, and therefore it would be prohibited to use a shamash as your intermediary, according to the first opinion, to light from one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle. Dalid, gam bezeh. There are, however, those, the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, there are those that are matir. There are those that are matir lighting another Chanukah candle with a shamish. Okay, if you're going to use the shamish or another chol candle as an intermediary to light from one Chanukah candle to the next Chanukah candle, there is the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch that allows this. Look at the Mishnah Berurah, gam bezeh. You're allowed to do this according to the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Matirin. Sphirlei, the Yesh Matirin holds. The kevan de oisa kedei lahav the tekef mimena ner shel mitzvah. Since you're using this shamish or this chol candle, this non-Chanukah candle, in order to light right away another ner shel mitzvah of Chanukah, lav v'chlal bizuyu. This opinion holds that's not a bizuy. It looks at, but the bottom line is, we're not concerned with that, because ultimately it is being used, okay, when you light that chol candle, it is solely for the purpose of lighting up another Ner Chanukah, which would make it permissible according to the Yesh Matirin. However, we now move weiter in the Mishnah Berurah to the position of the Ramah. So we continue now in the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hay, where the Mishnah Berurah is continuing with the Ramah's position that the one should be, the minig is to be machmir with the Neres Chanukah. This is the position of the Mordechai, Hagos Maimonis, the Mordechai. The one should be machmir and not light from candle to candle, even from the actual Neres Chanukah to another Neres Chanukah. And look at the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat and Hay. Neres Chanukah. V'davka b'neres Chanukah. Davka b'neres Chanukah umitam shemivar lakameh. And for the reason that becomes, that we will explain, that will be explained coming up. Aval b'neres acherim shel mitzvah. However, other neros of mitzvah, kagon, shel Shabbos v'shel Beis HaKnesses, for the Neros of mitzvah of Shabbos, or the neros of mitzvah of the Beis HaKnesses and the Shul, there, Madlika Ner Ner Ner, there you'll be allowed to light from candle to candle. So in other words, it's only Neros Chanukah. It's not that you're not allowed to light from a Ner Mitzvah to a Ner Mitzvah. It's specifically Neros Chanukah that cannot be lit from one candle to another candle. V'chein Hiskim B'Sefer Chemin Moshe, D'cheinu Amadavar. And the Sefer Chemin Moshe says he was maskim and said that's the minhag olam, so that one can light from one ner mitzvah to another ner mitzvah, as long as not the ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah should not be lit from a ner Chanukah to ner Chanukah. V'chein kasav b'chai adam. This is what's clear in the chai adam. V'chein mashma le'al simin kafnun dalts. If you doubt, the dafka ner shel hediot. Dafka ner of hediot ein manikin min ner shel b'riks neses. Aval. So v'chein mashma. So this too is mashma. This too was mashma earlier in Kuvnun Dalet that dafka ner shel hediot ein madlikin mener shel basic. Now it says only a chol candle, a candle that is not for mitzvah, you cannot light from a ner of a Beit Knesset, a ner of a shul. Aval ner miner shari, but a ner of Beit Knesset to another ner of mitzvah is permissible. For another ner of Beit Knesset is permissible. V'lo yigia harama sham klum lachmer. And the Ramah says there's no position there. The Ramah does not mention any position there that is machmir, that one cannot light from one ner of a Beit Knesset to another ner of a Beit Knesset, from one ner of mitzvah to another ner of mitzvah. It's only from ner Chanukah to ner Chanukah. Again, mashma from the Ramah, continuing on in the Mishnah Berurah here, the pshita lay, it's pasha to the Ramah, the bezel les kan minag lachmir, there is no minag to be machmir, and one can light from a ner mitzvah to another ner mitzvah directly, as long as it is not ner Chanukah, according to the Ramah. Tayyim the Prima Gadim, check out the Prima Gadim, he says, Dali de ner shochol ain't kedai. However, using an intermediary candle, it's not kedai, it's not, you know, worth it. Afilu b'shar neiros of mitzvah, even with other neiros of mitzvah, v'ayin l'kamei mashakasu b'zeh, and you'll see what we'll write about this coming up. But the Prima Gadim is saying that even though you could light from one ner in the Beit Knesset to another ner in the Beit Knesset directly, you should not be makel to light from one ner of Beit Knesset to a chol candle, even if it is going to be used to ultimately light another ner shal mitzvah, another ner in the Beit Knesset. And the Ramah continues, Vav de Iker mitzvah. So, the reason why the Ramah does not allow lighting from one Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle is because the Iker mitzvah is the one candle near Ish Ubeso. And therefore, all the other candles are not on the equivalent level of the Iker Mitzvah. Hainu, look what he says. Mishnah Berurah, Sifkan Vav. Hainu Dimidina, Haloi Sagi Bener Echon, Meiker Adin. It is enough to have one candle, L'chol Bnei Abayis, for the whole household. Heichi Desmuchin Kulan Al Shulchan Echon, when everyone, okay, relies upon one table, meaning one Bala Bayis supports the whole home. Ulefize Heichad Shnei Bala Batim Darim Bavayis Echon. Therefore, if there are two different Bala Batim, two different heads of households in one house, to Medina, that therefore Mikra Din, Tzarech Hadlakas Ner, Chanukah L'chol Echad, therefore Mikra Din, you need to have one candle lit by each family, so then Madlikin Zemizeh, then you'd be able to light from one candle to the other candle, because it is only a Chumrah of the Ramah when you are lighting from a candle that is not Me'ikir Adin to a candle that is Me'ikir Adin. And therefore, you know, if you're doing the Mahadrin or the Mahadrim and a Mahadrin to the Iker candle, that's a problem. However, from two Iker Adin, from one Iker Adin to another Iker Adin candle, it is going to be okay. And see what we wrote earlier in the end of Sifkan Aleph, Zayin, Mishabura Zayin, Eino la mitzvah kol kach. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah continues, that it is, the reason why one should be machmir is because it is not, they are not equivalent mitzvahs. The Mahadrin mitzvah is obviously not equivalent to the Iker mitzvah, and therefore you should not light from one candle to the other candle. Kvarka Sabin, the Mishnah Berurah continues in Zion. We already wrote Sheim Nichpeh Chad Minaneros, that if one of the candles went out, Ein Lahadlik Medina Minaneros Acheros, then even Meikir Adin, one cannot light from one candle to another candle, because there the mitzvah was already done. Hadlakos a mitzvah Kafsa Ein Zakaklo, and therefore no one would allow lighting from one candle to another candle if all the candles were lit already, and you're just relighting. V'kol shekein shem nichpeh shamash, for sure, if the shamash goes out, she'ein laliko min ha'ner Chanukah, you should not light the shamash from the ner Chanukah. Because of Rashal, the Rashal, Marshal says, she'ben ha'knesses ein chiluk bin ha'shamash asher neros, in the shul, there's no difference between the shamash and the other neros. Shekol ner shebetocha kriim ner mitzvah, because all the neros there are considered ner mitzvah. Umishemachi yesh ligur ba'oisin shemadlikin nerosein al yedei hashvachos miner beit haknesset. Therefore, one should go ahead and make a tochacha. One should go ahead and chastise one who lights the candles of the Beis Knesset, utilizing light. One lights from the Neros of Beis Knesset with their lights, utilizing their shvachos, their servants, to go ahead and light their candles from the Neros of Beis Knesset. I guess that used to be done in certain areas. They'd send their maids or their servants to go ahead and get a light from the shul light. That would be not permissible. Afilu min hashamish, even from the shamish in the Beit HaKnesset, chutz mimotzei Shabbos, except for a Motzei Shabbos, kidei leilech lebeiso, except for a Motzei Shabbos, it would be permissible to utilize the candles of the Beit HaKnesset to light from for your chol candle, because there it's lahari b'mevayis hafelos. There you're using it on Motzei Shabbos to light up the dark streets, because the streets are dark after Shabbos, and there's no lights up from before, and therefore it would be permissible, because this is the mitzvah of for the rabbim to light the streets. It's a big mitzvah to go ahead and light the streets so the rabbim can see their way through the streets at night, and therefore only in that scenario could you light a candle, a whole candle from the Beis Knesset candles. So again, we in summary, one cannot use Ner Shel Mitzvah for whole candles, except for other mitzvahs. Chanukah candles is a machlokas. Shulchan Aruch allows one to light from candle to candle. The machlokas within the Shulchan Aruch itself, whether one can use an intermediary candle. Rama disallows lighting from candle to candle for Chanukah, because the other candles are the Mahadrin, or Mahadrin and Mahadrin candles, and they're not equivalent mitzvahs. Therefore, one cannot light from one candle to a candle unless they are both Iker mitzvah candles, in the unique scenario where you have two balabatim in the same house. We now move right here to Sifkat and Ches. Kol shekein shemutar lahadlik mehen. The Rama had said that after the candle lit for its prescribed amount of time, and even according to the Rama says, even the minag lahachmir of not lighting from a Chanukah candle to another Chanukah candle, one can light from a Chanukah candle if it already lit for the required amount of time. It's been lighting already for well over a half hour after Tzitzit Kochavim. You would be able to light another Chanukah candle with that. And he says that according to what I wrote back in Tafresh Ayin Beis, the H. Poiskim Shesoivin to Kol Zman Shedolkin also Lishtamish Loren, that there are Poiskim that hold that as long as the candles are lit, it's us to use the light. Who are din the inlahadik man? Therefore, the same din would be you should not use it. So that's what he says. When we come akom near the inlahachmir bezeh, he says one should not be machmir rak inin lahadik mimenu nereshachol. One should not be machmir. It does not have to be machmir for this other position that is us to use the candle after already lit for the required amount of time. Only you should be machmir if you're going to light a ner shel chol. Aval ner shel mitzvah, but another ner shel mitzvah. The medina mutar afilu b'toch hashir. The medina ikar adin. It's okay even during the actual zman of the lighting. Al kol ponim ein lanu lahachmir. Therefore, you don't have to be machmir achas she'avar hashir, after the shir already passed. So it comes out as follows: the Rama had said that if it passes the required amount of time, one can go ahead and light another candle with it, because there is no problem, because you're allowed to get hanah from that candle. However, the Mishnah Berurah points out that you should not go ahead and do this at least light up another chol candle after the required amount of time, because as we recall, there are positions earlier that disallow using the Chanukah licht and being nenef from the Chanukah licht after the required amount of time, because the whole thing becomes muktzah l'mitzvah, unless you made a tnai, if you remember. And therefore, he says you should be machmir at least not to light a chol candle, but to go ahead and light another Chanukah candle after it already lit for the required amount of time, a good half hour after the Chanukah chavim, that you can be mekel according to the Mishnah Berurah here. Let's now finish up the Shulchan Aruch, Sif Beis, and with this we will be concluding our halfway mark of the Hilchos Chanukah and the Mishnah Berurah. We will pick it up next year. We will finish up Hilchos Chanukah and Mishnah Berurah next year online. And now we conclude. Sif Beis. Yesh mi she'omer she'ner shal beit ha'knesset v'shal Shabbos v'shal Chanukah kulam shal mitzvahim u'mutler lahadlik zeh mizeh. There is an opinion according to the Shulchan Aruch that the ner of the beit ha'knesset and Shabbos and the ner of Shabbos and the ner of Chanukah are all considered neros of mitzvah, and you can light from one to the other. However, continues the Ramah, u'adin ner shal Talmud Torah. The Ramah continues that not only these mitzvos, ner shal mitzvah, but even the ner of Talmud Torah, ner used to learn Torah, or a ner for a chola that needs the ner, okay, one can light from one to the other according to his opinion. Uven inyan ner shal beis haknesses, and regarding the ner of beit knesses, you should see earlier in Siman Kuf Nun Dalet, Sif Yud Dalet, where we discussed earlier the particular lachas of the ner of the Beit HaKnesset. Let's now look at the Mishnah Berurah, last Mishnah Berurah in the Sif, Sif Katan Dalet, U'mutir lahadlik mizeh lazeh, one can light from one ner of mitzvah to another ner of mitzvah, Ayein b'ber hagra, shekasav, according to the, check out the Ber Hagra that wrote, Dodei Rishayna le'el b'simen tafesh ayin gimel sif aleh, according to the first opinion in tafesh ayin gimel, sif aleh, which we already had a couple of days ago in Mishnah Berurah Yaimi. Tafil Tashmish Kedusha Aser, even Tashmish of Kedusha is Aser. According to the opinion that holds that Tashmish Kedusha is Aser. Okay? Lishtamish Ner Chanukah. Okay? Aser Lishtamish Ner Chanukah. It is Aser to use Ner Chanukah if even a Tashmish of Kedusha. V'kasu Atam. And the opinion there wrote, She'eno Doimel Ahad Dekaimel Ander Madlikin Minel Ner. Now, you don't compare this to what? Lighting from one candle to another candle. To hasam kulu neros chadim mitzvah, because there all the neros are one a kibbutz mitzvah. Masha enkein lil modhu, which is not the same when you're learning who mitzvah acheres. If you're learning by the candle, that's a different mitzvah. Veneros kibbutz lazuatu, and it appears that you're being mivatal one and the other. Okay, gam ben yinei aser. Therefore, it would be in according to in our scenario, it would be aser as well. And therefore, Sefer Chemed Moshe writes specifically that one should not utilize, based on that first opinion there in Tefresh Ayin Gimel, that you're not allowed to even utilize a Tashmish al Kedusha, you're not allowed to even use the Chanukah candle, the Chanukah light for a Tashmish al Kedusha, one would not be able to utilize the Ner Shel Chanukah for another mitzvah. Another mitzvah is ner, another ner mitzvah, Beit HaKnesset, Chayla, Shabbos, etc. And as he says, his das is, Gam kein de'ein lahadlik, Shar Neirois, other candles, Miner Chanukah, Miner Chanukah, Ayin Shum, check that out. And that sums it up. And we now conclude, okay, this year's Mishnah Berurah of Chanukah. Mr. Shem, again, next year we will continue and pick up from Tuf Reish Ayin Hey through the end of Hilchas Chanukah, which through the end through Tuf Reish Pei Dalet. Adkan.